What's up, everyone? I'm so excited to be podcasting again. As you know, or maybe you don't know, I left my corporate job May 31st and have never looked back. I'm really excited for this new chapter, just ready for something fresh, ready for something new, and I'm ready to create magic on my own terms and help others along the way. It's something I'm super, super passionate about. So when I left, it's starting June 1st. I just wanted some time. I haven't had time to just sit and like sleep in and stay up late and pool when I want and do all the fun things. But after 3 weeks, I'm kind of ready to get back into crushing it and to help many others embark on a journey similar or their own journey. And that's what the purpose of my content is for. So many great things in the works. It's like my mind is just spinning, spinning, spinning because there's so much opportunity out there. There's so many things I love to talk about and guide people in and really help. So I'm really kind of honing down on where I want to start, but I have some really good stuff in the works. So make sure you follow along. My main channels I want you to check out and keep visible and in your space because the content is going to be really great. I just feel it, baby. I feel it so much. So, first is my podcast. Hit the follow button. Hit that follow button. Keep coming back for more. I am available on iTunes and Spotify and Google and Amazon. I'm on all the major platforms. So, make sure you follow me wherever you take on podcast content because a lot of great shit is coming down the pipes. You can also check out my Instagram, which is Samuel Gagan. Same with my TikTok. Those are probably the three main channels. And I'm also starting an email newsletter. I don't really like to call it a newsletter. I'm really thinking on the name here to really show the impact it's going to have. But it's a bunch of free value that I'm going to be sending out consistently. And it's around the terms of personal development, health and wellness, anything to help you create an amazing life and to help you find freedom. And that's what this podcast is about. And I'm really excited to talk about it. I've really built in a three phase steps, if you will, three phases to the ultimate freedom. And before we get into that, I want you to remember freedom looks like what you want it to look like. So no one can really tell you what freedom is, right? No one can really tell you what your goals are. You have to decide that for yourself. So if you want the big, fancy, nice things, you have to do the things to get that, right? If you want something simple and your type of freedom is just travel and how you spend your time, you have to do the things that make it look like that too, right? So to line up with what your freedom and your happiness and your goals and your purpose looks like, you need to think about what that looks like and then line out the steps to do it. But this three-phase process I'm going to talk about in this podcast can help you do just that. It's how I got to the spot I'm in right now, and I'm really excited to provide this value to others. So make sure to, once again, hit that follow button. And if you love this content, share it. Share it on your social medias. I'll reshare it. You can share it with friends, family, whoever might find benefit from it. I would really appreciate it. Because as I've said before on these podcasts, man, I'm just a small town Kansas boy and I'm going to do some big shit. And how I want to do big shit is just to help others that really need it. So thank you for tuning in to this episode of Self-Made. And why don't we go ahead and kick the show off? And I'm going to tell you three steps you can take to create and earn your own freedom.
Welcome to Self-Made. This is the space for entrepreneurs, salespeople, side hustlers, or any professional that wants to learn skills and discipline tactics to help you grow personally or grow your business. I want to warn you, side effects may include financial freedom, work-life balance, a community of people that actually get you, and a purpose-driven and a fulfilling life that you, yes, you, created. Thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you smash that follow button and share this with anyone you think will find value in my content. Now, as they say, LFG.
Welcome back. I'm going to talk about three ways you can change your life and earn freedom. To me, freedom is financial freedom, is time freedom, is, you know, positioning yourself in the job market to be in high demand, if you will. So whether you want to start a business or whether you don't, maybe you want a promotion, maybe you want a new job, doing these three things kind of instill some power, right? It just makes you more powerful and it makes you more in demand, whether it's starting your own business or being high demand in the job market. But obviously without, like, for freedom, to me, it's really down to time and money, right? How do you spend your time? And do you have the funds to do what you love? So it doesn't matter about the amount you make, right? It's, does it fund the lifestyle you want? And I've talked a lot about beliefs. And one thing I want you to just remember is your beliefs are so important. If you believe it, so be it, right? If you believe it, it's true. So that's very common around money. We have really negative beliefs around money. And money's great. It's a necessity. It is amazing. It can work for you, but you have to have a good relationship with it. And it's okay to have a good relationship with money or want a lot of it or want enough just to do the things you love, right? So without money, I wouldn't be in this position. I wouldn't be in this financial freedom success spot I'm in because I'm really good with it. And that is part of the process. So I just wanted to start with that. Your beliefs are really important. And oftentimes when we have beliefs around success or achievement or money or financial, whatever it is, it comes from, you know, how we were raised or some childhood stuff or just these belief systems that we really have to unravel and work to change. So I'm going to start with that. Okay. Just wanted to throw that out there. Work on your belief systems. I have a lot of good podcasts I've done on belief systems. So scroll back through some older ones and check it out. I have one on, you know, success and money and a lot on belief systems. So very, very powerful. If you believe it, you can do it, baby. So let's kick this off with the three things that are important to building freedom, to building a freedom lifestyle, if you will. And remember, that looks however you want it to look. It's up to you to define that. So define what freedom lifestyle looks like to you, okay? So the first step, phase one, we'll call it. Phase one is building a strong foundation. So what does that mean? That means having really solid habits and routines in place to set yourself up for success. Because I'm going to tell you right now, success and freedom and all of these things, it's not sexy. It's kind of mundane. It's doing the things that are really small, but they add up really large. So let me give you some foundational examples as having a kind of a routine. Maybe you have a specific morning routine. You're building in really good wellness practices to keep your physical and your mental health in shape, like having a good foundation. With this foundation, you can do all the other stuff really a lot better. So having a strong foundation, and that goes for mental and physical, right? Let me give you some examples. So every single day when I wake up, every single day, this is what my morning kind of looks like. And I'm just giving you an example because this is part of my foundational process, okay? So I wake up. I do not look at my cell phone. Nope. I will not look at it for the first hour. I don't want to be connected. I want the time in the morning. It's my peace. It's my time to be disconnected. It's my time to myself. When I was in a leadership role, it was super important to have that time because once I checked it or once I logged on, it was like, okay, people needed me, right? So that time in the morning is to myself. That's the first part. And then the second part is I get my lemon water and put a little salt in it, and I put some lemon in it, and I have my supplements, and then I get my cup of coffee. It's black because I don't have calories first thing in the morning. I do intermittent fasting. So I have my coffee, and then I grab the coffee, and if it's nice out, I go out by the pool. If it's not, I sit in my little meditation chair, and I get my journal out, and I do my gratitude practices. I do my vision. What do I want to come about? How do I want to manifest this? All of these things, right? because it's important to me to keep my eye on the vision, keep my eye on what Sam really wants out of life, and also celebrate what I've done and the things I have and the relationships I have and all the stuff. So really practice gratitude and visionary every single morning. And then I've been doing more of that breath work where I just, after I journal it, I close my eyes and do some deep breaths and I envision it. I envision it coming to life. And a lot of times it does, because that's just how it works. You keep it at the forefront of your mind and you do it every day. This is a great foundational practice. So then after that's done, depending on my day, right now I've been doing some work. I've been working on, you know, content. I've been working on packaging my products and all of these things, but then I'll hit the gym. So right now I've been splitting up my day a little bit differently because I can do whatever the hell I want, which I love. So I've been splitting up my day a little bit differently. I've been doing some work, you know, for 3 or 4 hours, and then I've been hitting the gym. So I've been going to the gym, you know, a little bit later in the morning, and it's been nice because it's just been mixing it up. It's allowed me to kind of recreate what I've been doing and get into a different type of routine that I set for myself. Before, when I was in the corporate world, I would gym before I started my shift. So after I would journal and stuff, I would hit the gym, then I would come back and get to work. So that's kind of my foundational morning success routine. And I'm telling you right now, if you want to be really successful, if you want to get the things you want, structure is important. So number one, building a great foundation. How do you handle, you know, stress? How do you handle the mental challenges? All of this is great foundational stuff. And a lot of it I learned through my sales career, a lot of it I learned in the working world, and a lot of personal development. But think about how you can build a really, really strong foundation. Phase one, foundation. And then do it day in, day out, and be really consistent, because consistency is really what is going to pay off the most. So phase two is super important. It's one of my favorites. It's skill building. In learning the right skills. This is so crucial. This is so important, whether you want to start a business, whether you want to be in high demand in the job market. Having the right skills is so important to have. So there's a few things to consider when you're thinking of skills that you can build. There's ones that you're probably excited about, you're passionate about, and there's ones that are just high value. And the high value ones, you just can't go wrong. Some of those high value ones also are needed everywhere, and no matter like what you do. My favorite is sales, of course. I'm sure you know that. Sales is crucial. Everyone needs to know how to sell. Once again, whether you have a business, you want to start a business, you want to start a side hustle, you want to interview, you want a promotion, you need to know how to sell, whether it's a product or yourself. So learning how to sell and be influential, being strong at communication, they're all so important. So having the right skills does equate to freedom. And the spot I'm in right now, leaving my corporate job, having my own business, and really building something comes from my skills. Like, I've built a strong foundation, phase one. And then I've built such strong skills that has led to a lot of confidence, tons of confidence, like undying confidence. Like, I didn't find another job. I'm like, I'm just going to figure this out on my own. And that's what I knew I wanted, because I've been thinking about it for such a long time. But the reason I'm in this confident spot with just figuring it out is because of all the skills that I've learned. And when you think about sales, for example, sales and negotiation influence such powerhouse skills. It's taught me a lot of other things. It's taught me about rejection. It's taught me about prospecting. It's taught me about asking for things you want. It's taught me about mindset challenges and being in the right mental space. Like, with these powerhouse skills like sales and influence and negotiation, communication, leadership, you get taught a lot of life skills, and that's just the facts. So to go into this space where I'm at to help others achieve this freedom, you have to know skills. And one of the best things I've done for myself is taking total ownership of my skills, taking total ownership of what I need to improve on and what I can learn, and always being a great student. You have to always be a great student. Hear me? be a student, ask a lot of questions, learn a lot, take a course, go to conferences, like read the books, apply the knowledge. You have to apply it. If you learn it, you have to apply it, though. Don't just absorb all this information and do nothing with it. That's pointless. But in 2018, I really honed in on taking my skills to the next level. I read the books. I went to the conferences. I attended virtual ones. I took courses. Like, I wanted to get really good at it. And I did. And it set me up to be in this position where I left my job and can build something great and help others get really good at this stuff. So think about what skills you have. It doesn't have to be limited to sales. There's other high value skills that are needed in the market these days, right? You have marketing, you have digital, you have SEO, you have AI. There's a lot of high value skills. So if sales isn't your thing, that's okay. Think about what's in demand and what you can get really good at. And you guys, listen real quick. Your skills will equal freedom. I think about my career in sales, and I know there's been some really talented salespeople that I've had the pleasure of working with and meeting, and they're gonna always have a job. They're gonna always be in demand. They have the ability to start their own business. Entrepreneurs, business owners, you have to be good at sales. You have to have those skills. You just have to. If you wanna have a great, successful career, you need to know these things. So knowing these skills have led me to a lot of freedom. So let's move on to phase three. I'm gonna talk a little bit more about money, talk a little bit more about wealth. So let's paint the picture for a second. Let's say you have phase one and phase two down. You have a great foundation, you have great skills, you're starting to make really great money. Phase three is, what do you do with it? What processes do you have in place? How do you manage it? And I'm using my story as an example in this whole podcast, and this whole vision I'm building out is, how did I get to the spot where I could leave, you know, a 200K per year job to work for myself? And it's because of, I have a strong foundation. I've built really great skills and confidence, and I have phase three, really great money habits, systems in place, cash flow, all of these things that have set me up. And when we talk about phase three, it's like, let's say you're making good money. What do you do with it? Well, first, you don't spend it all. That's the problem, is you should be paying yourself first. You should be investing. I always think of, what does future Sam want to do? And he wants to do whatever he wants. Present Sam wants to do whatever he wants too. So how I've gotten to that place is, I've always invested first. I've always put money in the market, make sure I have a strong real estate portfolio, like all of these things, because I want to be able to have the freedom. And if I don't want it to like not work for a while, I could totally do that, because I've been investing. I started investing in 2015. So think about your future self. Think about where you want to be in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. The investing in these processes really start now. My best advice to you is to make sure you have money every month or every paycheck to invest, and you automate it and you don't touch it. That is the mindset. You don't touch it, especially for a while. So in 2015, let me tell you a quick story. 2015, I paid off my car. So that was about a year into my sales career. I started to get some really good commissions. I'm like, I'm gonna pay this car off so I don't have a car payment. I tackled that first before my student loans. And the only reason is because it was a smaller amount. So I felt better about, like, okay, let's pay this 10 or 15 grand that I owe or whatever off. So I paid off my car payment. And so I took that car payment, which was, at the time, was like $300 a month. And I'm like, I should start investing. I heard you're like, I'm 28 years old at the time. I'm like, I heard you should invest. So if you don't know where to start, there's people out there that can guide you to how to spend or how to invest your money, and what stocks and stuff. So that's what I did. I was connected with, find someone that knows, right? Find a mentor that can guide you to the right person. So I took that car payment that I was knew I was going to not have anymore, right? So my car's paid off, and that $300 a month, instead of just like, oh, I'm gonna spend it now, I'm like, I'm gonna invest it now. So I started investing $300 per month. So taking that old car payment and putting it into stocks. And over time, as I made more, and then I paid off my student debts, all 75 grand of it, I upped how much I was putting in. So then it turned into $500, and then it turned into $500 every 2 weeks, so $1,000 a month. And it got up all the way to like $3,000 a month I was putting in. It was wild because my bonuses were big. My cost of living, I kept my cost of living a little bit lower. That's such a hack. Don't spend more than you have to. You don't need the nice things right now. Take a little bit of sacrifice. To get further ahead, you need to sacrifice. So my cost of living didn't dramatically increase. So I kept increasing what I was investing. And then over time, it kept growing and growing and growing. And I'm not going to say how much it is now, but it's a good amount. And that's how I started. So you just have to start these processes. So I hope this was a lot of value for you guys. I love talking about this stuff. And I'm interested to hear what you think. So you can always DM me. You can always email me. There's lots of ways to reach me. I try and check that all as often as I can. But remember, phase one, build a foundation. Phase two, learn amazing skills. Phase three, build in great processes and financial habits. So your money is working for you and it's growing. So important to have. And I think phase one is a great start. Like, don't overwhelm yourself. Just take it one little step at a time and work your way to phase three. Doesn't mean you can take each phase really small. So let's paint this picture again. Phase one, maybe you're starting a little morning routine, something really simple, right? Phase two is maybe you're starting a book on sales or communication. And then phase three, it's like, okay, maybe I'm investing $50 a month. And you can even get apps that can do it for you. You can put, you know, get some apps, some investing apps where you just put in $50 a month and get into the market. It's really small starts, right? And then through time, you get a little bit better at it. You grow it. You're able to achieve, you know, stronger success because you are making those processes better. You're making them stronger, but you're starting. Best thing you can do is start today. So once again, I'm going to ask you, hit that follow button. I hope you really enjoyed this podcast just as much as I enjoyed making it. I'm excited to provide so much great content for you all. And I have a lot to offer. And I want to help a lot of people. So if you find value in this, please share it with some people that could really use that lift for the day. Because the brand that I'm building is going to be where personal development meets health and wellness. Because that is the key to freedom and happiness and success. And I don't want people to neglect their health and their wellness. That is something I'm strongly passionate about. And as I talked about in this podcast, it's a strong foundation to everything. And then personal development, man, if we're just focused on improving and finding that happiness and joy and peace, it's there. It's there and we can do it together. So I'm really excited for a lot of great stuff to come. Please keep coming back for more. If you enjoyed this podcast as well, there's a lot of older ones that you can listen to, have some great interviews. And you guys, we're tackling this together and I'm here to help you. So thanks again. Don't forget to check out my Instagram and TikTok, Samuel Gagan. And you guys, Self-Made Crew, we are doing this and we are doing this together. Thank you for listening. And I hope you have the most incredible, incredible day. And remember, if you believe it, you can do it.